The idea of increase sounds good. When you look at Isaac, the son of Abraham, you see that Isaac was rich. There are levels to becoming rich, in case you didn't know. So it says he was rich, he was richer, but for some reason they don't teach us how to be wealthy. And wealth has nothing to do with money. Wealth has to do with a mentality. Are you following me? You can have all the money in the world and still not be wealthy. And we've seen that God not only can bless you with resources, but he can bless you with wisdom. He can bless you with knowledge. He can bless you with the understanding of how to use your resources. Henry, an humble tailor in the LA district, discovered a unique way to stitch clothes that made it exceptionally durable, stylish. He had a little tiny shop that overlooked the strip, and it started to draw crowds. With each stitch, Henry's fame grew. His wealth multiplied. Celebrities would stand and try to get Henry to make up all these awesome clothes for him. Business tycoons sought him out for service, and with fame came envy. The people that he used to hang out with at the coffee shop were whispering behind his back now. Friends taunted him from a distance. People were skeptical all of a sudden because Henry became successful. Yet, Henry remained grounded. He remembered his early struggles. The long nights of sewing under a dim light. He used his wealth to fund a sewing class for underprivileged youth to share his unique technique. His story was a testament, or is a testament, to reaping the fruits of hard work and using the success to sow seeds of opportunity for other people. God doesn't want you to be rich just to be rich. God does not want you to be wealthy just to be wealthy. But here's the thing, with increase comes responsibility. I'm trying to help somebody. Now watch this. In order to get to this place of increase in life, your mentality has to change. And oftentimes we're stuck on us, but we're not thinking about the fact that God wants to use you and I as a channel to be a blessing to somebody else. We've been talking about this passage. We've been talking about this year of increase, that not only in the year of increase, you ought not to lose faith. That even when doubt creeps in, you got to keep pressing. Come on, help me. Anybody here ever start something and then all of a sudden you're trying to figure out, man, it's not looking the way I want it to look. Things are not panning out the way it's supposed to pan out. But yet you know you got a deep feeling in your gut. Can I tell you something? Trust your gut. But it ain't really your gut. It's the Holy Spirit. See, the one thing about the Holy Spirit, he will always guide you to truth. He will always reveal things to you that the world will never show you. Do I have anybody? Isaac now is a recipient of blessings. Watch this now. Isaac struggled because not only was he a privileged child, he was the promised child. And you know, when you put so much wait on one child. Come on, help me, somebody. When you have so much expectation because that child is gifted, that child has, come on, somebody, intelligence, that child has something in them that you see that nobody else sees. But the difference with Isaac is the promised child. His mama had him at 100. Oh, I wish I had somebody. He was promised when his daddy was 75, and here he is, he's alive now. Some of you don't know what your parents had to go through. Come on, help me, somebody, to get you here. Some of you don't really understand the struggles that they had to go through to get you to this point in life. And now the legacy has been passed on. You know what legacy is? It's you taking what your parents have invested in you and living it out. Come on, help me, somebody. And so Isaac here in our passage, he's in a predicament now. There was a famine in the land. And in this famine, he was going to run down to Egypt. Well, God intervened and told Isaac to stay in the place where there was no food, there was no water, and there was no resources. There's a lesson there. Sometimes we're running to higher ground, but sometimes God is saying, stay where you are, and I will change the ground. Stay where you are, and I will cause what looks bad to others to begin to prosper. Don't ever overlook the small things in life. Don't ever overlook the things that are ugly, the things that don't look like nothing, because those are the things that God will use, will transform it. Watch this, to fit your destiny. Are you with me? And so Isaac now is forced to live in this land. And if you look at verse 12 real quick, if you have your Bible, look at verse 12. It says in that same land, Isaac what? Sowed. What type of land was he sowing in? A barren land. A land where there was a famine. You get it? Y'all know what a famine is? Let me break it down. It means nothing. You got no food. You're struggling. Ramen noodles ain't cutting it. The lights is off. Come on, help me, somebody. Ain't no gas. Anybody ever live that way? Oh, I live that way. Oh, I'm not so far removed from where I was, where I don't remember where the Lord has brought me from. Come on, help me, somebody. And here's the thing, and oftentimes God will tell you, see, sometimes we're jumping around from place to place, job to job, and God is saying, stand still. Stay where I put you. See it to the end. What can you do with nothing? God can do something with nothing. Are you following me? And so we find that it says that he sowed. Last week we talked about the fact that if he held back those seeds, he would not have reaped. See, I believe many of you are at the level, but you're not at that level. Because in order to go to the next level, in order to become richer, you have to sow. Watch the text. Text says Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the what? In the same year, what? 100-fold. Imagine that we always miss, sometimes we miss opportunities to sow so that we can reap 100-fold. Are you with me? It says, and the what? And the difference is, and the Lord what? Blessed him. Anybody here can say the Lord blessed you? Oh, just got a few people that's blessed. Well, let me raise both my hands because I'm blessed. Anybody here blessed? Come on, y'all. Quit being shy. Come on now. Anybody here blessed? Come on, and you know you're blessed? Well, why are you so quiet then? Tell the Lord thank you. Thank you for your blessing. When you know you're blessed, you ought to say something. Watch this. The text says the Lord blessed him 100-fold. Watch verse 13. It says, and the man became what? Rich. See, some people want to be rich. I don't want to be rich. I don't want to be rich. I don't want to be richer. What do you want to be? What you want to be? What, we're changing our talk now. What, in 24, what we want to be? Let's say it again. Let's see if we can exercise this word in our mouth. Come on. Lord, I want to be what? There you go. Riches will leave you. Come on, help me somebody. But wealth will stay with you. And wisdom will come with wealth so that you can use the wealth so that you can produce more. That's increase. I'm going to say it one more time. That's what? That's increase. Now, he became wealthy. Now, let's go to verse 14. I got four things, and we're going to go on. I got 26 minutes and 38 seconds. Stay with me. Ready? Look, it says. It says, for he had what? Now, it says that he was rich, richer, and wealthy. But now, verse 14 gives us a description. Watch what it says. It says he had what? Possessions of what? Flocks, herds, and a great house. In other words, this is what it's saying. He had stocks, he had bonds, and he had a big old house. That's what it's saying. Tell you that he had a big old house. And so, here are the challenges. And here's what you got to remember. First thing you got to remember is this. Write it down. Get your pen. Write it down. Put it in your phone. You got to remember that your increases are what? Yes. Listen, never forget in the year of increase that the material things you got was because of divine blessings. Don't look at it as cash, commodities, and big house. Look at it as what? Divine blessings. The source is always God. When we learn to recognize that what I have is a blessing, then you can release it so you can get another blessing. But the moment you start thinking it's you, you know what happened to us is, I'm sorry, you know what happens to us? We start believing this stuff is ours. We see a person in need, but we won't meet that need. But we got it. Whenever you start looking at what you have is yours, then you've lost sight of who gave it to you. Are you with me? What we have is from God, and we have to treat it differently. Oh, I wish I had somebody. The text says he had possessions with an S. You see the S on the end of all that? Flocks, herds, and a great what? House. Great what? Household. You always remind yourself, Lord, this paycheck that I got today was a blessing. You know why? Because, listen, I could be sick right now. I could miss a couple days. You know, some of you can't miss a day. Now, you know, at a certain point in life, when you reach a certain age, you shouldn't be living like that. You should be living like, I can miss 2 days and still be good. Oh, boy, I missed that. Ooh, that didn't go well. I'm practicing on you. That's what wealth does for you. When you're wealthy, you don't have to worry. When you're wealthy, you don't have to say, man, where is it going to come from? When you're wealthy, you do things by choice, not because you have to. Come on, help me, somebody. But here's the thing. You understand that your wealth is what? Increase or what? Divine blessings. Oh, bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. Come on, somebody. He was asking God to bless him, but he was asking God for increase so that he would not cause pain or be a pain. Are you with me? Watch this. That's how this whole thing got started. The next part of that verse says this. Look what it says now. Watch. Now, this is going to help you. I'm going to talk your talk now. Watch this. So that the what? Philistines did what? They did what? You young people, write this down. This is your next point. You got to remember your increase will reveal your true friends and attract enemies. As long as you're doing bad, they good with you. As long as you're living under the poverty line, they all right with you. But the moment you start leveling up, the moment you start becoming wealthy, oh, it's going to reveal a whole lot. And watch out for those people who compliment you so much. Oh, you doing good. Oh, I'm with you. I'm ride die. You're going to die. I'm going to ride. You said ride or die. True friends. And don't wait till you get wealthy to start talking about you got new friends, because they ain't your friend. It's amazing how we forget the people who were with you, who was in the mud with you, who was grinding with you. But now here you go now. You got a few things now. Listen to this. As long as he wasn't doing good. Remember, Isaac came there in a famine. You know what they were all talking about? He just another dude. But what they didn't know is that God was with Isaac. And what they don't know about you. Oh, I wish I had some people could shondo or shout or do something up in here. Come on, don't make me work hard. This heat is on up in here. And I'm already sweating. What they don't know about you is that God is with you. But here's the thing. If God is with you, you got to act that way. You can't go out there to Ohio and say God is with me, but you acting a fool off campus. Uh-oh. I didn't mean to bring you in the sermon. I didn't draw you in the sermon. Because what you just got, son, was a divine blessing. But just believe the haters are coming. You start doing good. God starts blessing you. Watch this. And you know what? It reveal who's who. Look, and here's the thing, right? It's not just when you get stuff. Start coming to church again, some of you. Yeah, you know, you've been gone a minute. Start getting your life together. Why? Start saying, okay, I ain't listening to that junk. I need God's blessings. And it will reveal who's really for you. They'll be like, nah, I'm good. But you already know. Nobody knows you but God. But the moment that God blesses you, it's a test. But it will reveal what? Your true friends. And it will what? Yes. The haters will show up. And you wonder, you walk in the room, you're wondering like, why is everybody? Yeah, why are they standoffish over there? I mean, they used to talk to me. What happened now? See, you got to know that when you're blessed, it will attract some mess. That rhymed right there. That rhymed right there. The text says they what? They what? They envied him. Third point is this. You got to remember that your increase can bring out envy in others. Envious people are caught up in themselves. But you know what? Envious people are caught by surprise when they see you blessed. Matter of fact, they don't even know they hate. But their actions show that they are doing exactly what's in their hearts. Because the Bible says envy begins in the heart. They say they for you, but in their hearts they're not for you. As long as you're beneath them, they good. Y'all good. Y'all tight, y'all thick, but the moment you rise, envy. They want what you have. I'm going to say it one more time. Envy is an issue of the heart. Now watch this. Envy because of your blessings, watch this, will cause people to try to figure it out. But they ain't going to be able to figure it out. What you doing at this table? I never forget. I went to, I went to this thing. I ain't going to say where it was. It was a funeral, actually. A famous person. And the guy going to ask me, what you doing here? I said, I belong here. Well, you know, I wasn't going to fight. I quit fighting. But no, seriously, like that happens to me a lot. When I go to places, they're like, what you doing here? I belong here. God put me here. They were trying to figure out not just how I got there, but how I got up on the stage. They were trying to figure out what is you doing up here? Why are you here? I'm like, I belong here. Tell your neighbor, I belong here. This is where God put me. And wherever God puts you, don't you ever apologize for being there. Because that's where you belong. And off, listen, when you get out there, own that stuff. Stop being intimidated by people just because they have an opinion. Watch this, and it really doesn't matter. You look at my past, the devil reminds you of your past. Here's what you do. You remind him of his future. I'll say it one more time. The devil reminds you of your past. You remind him of his future. That he will be destroyed, crushed by Jesus Christ. Thrown into the pits of hell. Never to come up again. That's his future. But oftentimes we get intimidated because somebody is questioning why you're there. Watch this. We got there the other day. Oh, I got a bunch of stories. I got a bunch of stuff that be happening to me. The guy said, well, he closed the book. Sister Hunt didn't like that. He closed the book on us. He said, no, y'all don't qualify for that. I said, okay, all right. So, you know, we went home and everything, and I'm like, went back to the hotel. I was like, yes, okay. I said, it's all right. I said, what's for us is for us. Now, you got to check this out, okay? So we go back the next day. I prayed. I said, Lord, I know you have a divine appointment. We found the plug. Watch where I'm going with this. The thing that was going to cost us thousands of dollars, we went straight to the source, and it cost us $0. I'm trying to help somebody. Sometimes you're trying to get into groups where you think that they're going to elevate you. But God's got a way of moving you from the back of the line to the front of the line. And when he puts you in front of the line, guess what? Can't nobody stop you. Can't nobody hold you back. Can't nobody deny what God has for you. So quit trying to fit in and look to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Do I have anybody who know what I'm talking about? That God will take you from the back of the line and put you in front of the line. The man closed up his book and crossed his legs. And I said, baby, we out of here. But the next day, right before we got back to get on that plane, the Lord says, here you go. Blessings, blessings, and more blessings. That's how it works. That's how it works, saints. But don't try to fit in. Because increase will bring envy. Watch this text. Watch the text. Watch the text. Not only will it bring envy, but look at verse 15. Oh, Lord. Now all the wells which his father's servant had dug in the days of Abraham, his father. What did the Philistines do, y'all? You see how haters is? See how they are? How they is be? That's Ebonics. In case you're wondering what kind of talk was that. Imagine this. They're envying, and now you're messing with my money. You're messing with my livelihood. You're messing with me. Why are you messing with me? Because of increase? Because I went from rich? Oh, come on. To richer? To wealthy. But here's what I want to challenge you. Watch it. Last thing. I'm going to sit down. I got 11 minutes and 27 seconds. Uh-huh. I'm counting. Remember, your increase, ready, can cause haters to hinder your progress. First of all, these wells, right, was for survival. A hater is going to always try to plug up your survival. The thing that's trying, God is going to bless to make you prosperous. Some of you working at jobs right now. The haters just trying to plug up your well. They just trying to stuff up your opportunity. They trying to step in the way. They trying to hold you back. That's what haters do. But you got to remember, don't take it what? It is because of divine blessings that you have attracted that kind of envy and that kind of hate. That's what that is. And what we got to do is we got to be careful, because sometimes you take it, we take it what? Personal. Oh, they hating on me. Da, 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 da. No, you better pray for them. I'm trying to help somebody. It was Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro that they put in the fiery furnace. Come on, help me somebody. And what you found out is that when they looked in there, they saw, they put three in there, they saw four. When they threw Daniel in the lion's den because they were hating, come on, help me somebody. God shut the mouth of the lion. God will do that for you. But what you got to understand is that don't let increase cause you to lose your mind. Whatever God gives you, look at it as a blessing. Sometimes God is testing you with the very thing that he wants to bless you with. But stop by to tell you, don't get so caught up in the blessing that you forget the challenges that come with the blessing. Do I have anybody? The Bible says that these Philistines, they stopped up and filled them with dirt. I stop by to tell you what God has for you is for you. They may try to hold it from you. They may try to hold it back from you. But eventually, oh, I was doing some calculating. And I was calculating a few things in my life. I was looking back and I was saying to myself, something is strange here. When I look back, I said in 1994, the very thing that I'm doing now on another level, I started, but I quit. You know why I quit? Because of the haters. I quit because it got real hard. I didn't know the Lord, but I was in the right direction. I stopped by to tell you, from 1994 to today, by default, the Lord has positioned me now to receive what I should have had a long time ago. What I'm trying to tell you, don't you ever give up. Don't you ever give up on your dream. Don't you ever give up on what you're trying to do. Don't you ever give up. Don't you accept defeat in your life. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. What God has for you, he will deliver it to you. I want to stop by to tell somebody here today, it's time for you to understand that God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. He has something for you. The devil is trying to close it up, But he can't stop you, because what God has for you is for you. Sickness, suffering, spiritual warfare, it don't matter. God's going to give you what he's going to give you. My God will supply all my needs according to his riches and his glory. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The problem is we give more fear and respect to our haters than we do God. Give God a hand clap of praise. Tell him, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know that this is the year of increase, the year that God is going to bless you indeed. He's going to enlarge your territory. He's going to give you more than enough. You're going to have and you will not lack. I believe that with all my heart. Why? Because the word never fails. I'm not selling you a dream. I'm selling you the word. I'm giving you fact over fiction. The word tells me that God blessed Isaac. Many people have been in turbulence before. And when you go through turbulence, is that even if though it's happening to you, you get nervous. Your seatbelt may be buckled up and tightened in, and you're grabbing the seat or your spouse's hands. You're unsettled. And then all of a sudden, the turbulence start getting worse. But then all of a sudden, the pilot comes over this loudspeaker and said, we've run into some choppy air. We're going to take our altitude a little higher to get out of the air to smoothen things out. And that voice, oh, come on, help me somebody, will cause you to have a calm because you know that someone is navigating you to the right destination. You see, you want increase. You want a better life this year. But it comes with challenges. And the more you run into turbulences, the higher you got to go. Until you smooth out and get ready for landing. Don't ever lose sight of who's flying the plane. This passage of scripture intrigued me. I never thought I would ever say this in my entire life. Preachers, they envy each other so bad. They see you doing good. They don't want to compliment you. They don't want to say, well, come on, let me support you. They hate on you. That's preachers. Imagine the people. But here's how you overcome that. First point. Don't ever apologize for being blessed. When God elevates you, keep some of those things you used to have so it keeps you leveled. Oh, come on, help me, somebody. But don't neglect the things you used to have just because you got some new stuff. You know what we do, right? That's how we do people. Oh, yeah, new relationships because you went up, but that ain't a real relationship. It's the people who've been with you. Yeah, through the mud. They prayed for you. Listen, the world will sell you something. When we walked out of that room, out of that conference area on Wednesday, God put us at the table. But when we walked away, it wasn't what they said it was. Come on, help me, somebody. But you know what they were doing? They were using smokes and mirrors, and they were trying to paint a picture. You belong here, man. When I got to the table, the Lord's like, no, you don't belong here. This ain't the table I prepared for you. The table I prepared for you is blessings there. You ain't got to put nothing out.